Good morning, and thanks for spending some time with 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Trillian Clifford and her 18-month-old daughter are trapped in the capital city of Khartoum amid the raging violence in Sudan. They're among the Americans left behind following the evacuation of diplomats. The teacher from Ashland is appealing to the U.S. government for help. Her sister-in-law, Rebecca Winter of Acton, joins us now. Rebecca, when was your last communication with Trillian, and what is her situation this morning?
Thanks, Sharon. I spoke with Trillian this morning over text. Things are continuing to look more dire for her. She says that internet is out countrywide now, and she's running very low on data on her cell phone. She also says there have been cell interruptions today as well. So she's warned us that we might not be able to get in contact with her through most of the day. She said that some of the fighting has eased up a bit today. Yesterday and the day before were the worst that she has witnessed it, at least close to her apartment. So she is excited that she's not hearing as many sounds outside. She's hopeful that that means perhaps there can be evacuations, but she's also incredibly upset to hear that the U.S. has evacuated all of its diplomats and families, but have left the U.S. citizens behind.
Well, now that the U.S. embassy is closed, specifically, who is your sister-in-law turning to for help?
So the embassy continues to contact all of the citizens who have asked for evacuation over email. They're continuing to say, just sit tight and shelter in place. Trillian also is working with her school. There are 10 U.S. citizens who work for her school, including another mother with a two-year-old that are by themselves. And the school is doing everything they can to see if they can help. They're not sure if they can do evacuations, but they're trying to at least possibly get food and water to them.
And what are you doing as you try to help your sister-in-law?
At this point, I'm just trying to get loud. This is day 9 that she's been sheltering in place, and it doesn't seem like it's getting enough attention, especially in U.S. news. So I'm trying to bring more awareness to this in hopes that someone out there hears it and is in a position to help her. Also, just to get awareness out about the conflict in Sudan, because hundreds of thousands of people are affected by it.
To what degree are you surprised by the Biden administration's decision not to help evacuate American citizens who are not diplomats?
It's a good question, and I'm learning that perhaps I've been naive about this, but both Trillian and I have been under the impression that as long as she was registered with the embassy, which she has been for the entire time she's been there, that they would have her back in a situation like this. It's becoming very clear that the U.S. is more interested in their diplomats than other citizens, and she's out there as a preschool teacher. It's not like she went for a vacation, even though the embassy should support all Americans in need in a crisis like this. But she's out there doing work with Sudanese children and has been under the guise that she would be protected in the event of an emergency like this.
Now, the State Department says that although this violent crisis is new, it had listed Sudan under its highest level travel advisory for, you know, going back months, and had warned Americans not to go to the country and advised that if Americans do go there, the U.S. government might not be able to provide help in a crisis. So just wondering how that advisory affected the plans of your sister-in-law.
When Trillian went to Sudan on her current contract, the travel warning for Sudan was orange, meaning that citizens were advised to not travel there for vacation, but for work, they were not told not to go. So she went there understanding that it is a country that has had conflicts, but there were no conflicts, certainly no civil war that was active at the time she took the position there.
Well, Rebecca Winter, thank you so much for speaking with WBUR.
Thank you. I appreciate your time.
Rebecca Winter's sister-in-law, Trillian Clifford of Ashland, a teacher at an international school, is trapped in Khartoum with her young daughter as the violent crisis unfolds.